Hey guys, Justin Bobby here. I hope you caught our special edition podcast earlier in the week with Chad, where we broke down Breaking Bad. If you missed that, you should go back and check it out. Chad is probably our most requested guest that we've had so far, so we will certainly take advantage of that. In fact, later this week we have another special edition with Chad, where we break down the movie Don John, so look forward to that. But this here is a conversation with Meg, a mutual friend of ours that we've been very excited to sit down with for a while. Meg has some strong views on politics, which you'll get to see. A lot of them are pretty sound, but we also learned a lot about how she got that way. Sort of Meg's origin story, if you will. So, when I started editing it, I didn't want to take anything out. I was really sad when I had to delete stuff, so I decided to make it a two-parter. So, this is part one. Hopefully we should get part two up by next week, so enjoy.
Justin's already recording because he sneak attacks everyone.
What is your name?
Don't warn people. What is this dog's name?
Roxy, hi.
Roxy, calm down.
If she gets too annoying, just push her off and say no.
Okay.
So yeah, I was watching Facebook conversations go back and forth because I have a friend. She is the other Aunt Meg to my nephew. And she has a lot of the same views I do. And so she's like, okay, can I hear from somebody who does not like the Affordable Care Act and tell me why they disagree with it?
Right.
And, oh my god, I was just watching. Like, I just kept refreshing.
Like, I was watching it unfold.
So, like, I'm gonna try and find it.
So her name is Meg, too? Or?
Megan. But they, yeah, she's Aunt Meg. So
is that where you get your liberal influence from?
No. You know, I didn't really know her until after our nephew was born. Mm-hmm. And so,
are you talking about your brother's baby?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't see?
Yeah.
Aww.
But she doesn't get to see him either.
Does she get to see him?
She's the ex-stepsister of the baby mama.
Okay.
So, she and baby mama are fighting, so she doesn't get to see the kid either. And last time she saw the kid, they were still fighting, so I had Ezra over here with me, and she came over to visit, and so, oh my god, I didn't realize there were so many freaking comments. So, but what was amazing is they had one person that disagreed with the Affordable Care Act, and several that agreed with it, and then one Canadian. So
who gets free healthcare, so we're just not going to worry about what they think.
Well, actually, because we're trying to emulate the Canadian Union European systems to a point, it was
a weak version of
a
it.
Very weak
which
version.
Which is the problem.
But
yeah.
It was helpful to have another point of view of somebody who's already part of it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's somebody who's like, oh no, I talk to my Canadian friends all the time through this support group, and they all hate it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, unless you are from that country, I really wouldn't speak about their opinions of it, because you're only hearing one side. So,
the one Canadian that I talked to said they like their healthcare over there, so
I didn't get a chance to talk to the person I know from Canada, well, that is from here and Canada, so he could see both sides of how, you know, people live. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him before this, but...
That's the thing, though. I've just never heard anyone say anything bad about universal healthcare. Like, the only people I've heard ever say anything bad about universal healthcare are people that think that we're going to be socialists, which I don't understand how that makes the jump to being a socialist, but those are the only things. I've never heard somebody from England be like, oh yeah, our healthcare sucks, or someone from Canada be like, my prescriptions are free. Like,
right.
That sucks.
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
And see, I'm for it because I believe it's going to help in the long run. It's going to take a long time to get there, and we're going to have a lot of shitty conversations and all this bullshit with the GOP, what they're doing now. They're basically acting like a five-year-old throwing a hissy fit, holding their breath because they aren't getting their way.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much literally acting like a five-year-old. I mean,
like, I know that it's mostly, like, everyone sees it as the GOP's fault. I feel like everyone in this situation is acting like a five-year-old. Everyone. Like, they're like two kids on the playground that can't share. And that's exactly what
it
our
is.
Political system is. Two people that don't know how to fucking share.
It is. Because we keep finding people that are running. You can push her down if she's bugging you. We keep finding people who are extremes on each end. We can't find party members that are in the middle, and the ones that are
still get
they
crap.
Get discredited.
They very much so, because they're like, oh, and the liberals say, oh, this person is, you know, too right wing for our party,
yeah.
and the right wingers say, oh, he's too liberal for our, and you know, I hate saying it, but I really miss the 90s. Minus the fashions, but...
Oh my gosh, the 90s were the best!
Oh, shut up, grunge lover.
That's gonna be my Halloween costume if I dress up. Angela Chase.
I think of you every time I see a Toyota commercial, because they're going through, like, the different decades, and they have 90s grunge. And I'm just like, oh my god, it's Jamie's. It's so Jamie's era. But... I don't know why it worked, because I wasn't old enough to understand what was going on, and I've never really researched it, but for some reason it did work. But
there was a lot, like, it actually, from what I can kind of remember, is there was a lot of the same situations. The Republicans did a lot of pushing on Clinton, like, a lot.
It's just Clinton got lucky and had a majority. That's
yes,
the
and he, yeah.
At least
and
his first... I think his first term. He had a majority. Second term, I don't think.
And he was also willing to see other people's points of views. Like, I feel like that's what the don't ask, don't tell. He did what he thought. Like, granted, like, 15 years later, we realized that that wasn't a good plan. But what he did was he tried to get people rights without stepping on other people's toes.
Right.
And that worked. You know, at least gay people were allowed to be in the military at that point. And that
right.
was a huge step.
Clinton's method was a lot like what I think, which was you have to give a little to get what you want.
Right.
And which is how we ended up with things like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because it was a compromise between the two parties. It was a horrible compromise, and it didn't work, and obviously, luckily, we were eventually able to repeal it. But it had to start somewhere, and I think that's what Hillary Clinton describes the Affordable Care Act as. She says it's a taking off point, it's a place to start, it's a place where we can agree, at least somewhat. And that's the thing the Republicans are forgetting right now, is they agreed on this.
Well, that's...
this has
this
already been
really
hashed out and
point.
Done.
This
was already agreed upon, and it's decided this is what we're going to do. Now we're just talking about funding it. What the heck is wrong with you? Just fund it. That's your only job.
Justin, that was a really good point for me, because, like what you just said, because that's what I don't understand about the Affordable Health Care Act, is I don't think it... I think it's awful, because it's just this, like, wishy-washy program... And, like, that's why I don't like it. But, like, when you compare it to Don't Ask, Don't Tell and someone, like, you know, coming together in the middle, it kind of makes me understand it a little bit more. Because, like, comparing it to something that, you know, worked in the past that wasn't really that successful, but we still looked at it as a good thing. I mean, that's kind of how the healthcare is.
I wouldn't be surprised if, even if it isn't Hillary Clinton running, which I still think she will, whoever the next Democrat is that comes up, one of them... is going to bring up the fact that we're going to have to bring up universal health care soon. Because that's the next step. This Affordable Care Act is only the beginning to that.
That is true.
It. So
and that's another point that they were talking about in that conversation online.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the one person that was totally against it, you know, made all these extremist points like,
mm-hmm.
oh, Affordable Care Act, next step, socialism. No, that's not how it works.
That's what I don't understand how people are jumping to socialism when, like, we're not, like, talking about sharing food, or I don't even know what socialism is. I just know what communism is.
Basically, taking from the rich, giving to the poor, equal distribution.
Trying to equalize it as much as you can.
So which I think we should do, because, I'm sorry, the distribution
makes,
of wealth,
like, socialism, heck yeah!
No, not total socialism, but the distribution of wealth in this country is totally skewed.
Yes.
We... 90%, like, what is it, 80 or 90% of the wealth is owned by 1% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
That's that 1%, 99%, you know, type of separation. And the fact that these people who are rich beyond their wildest dreams and could never spend the amount of money they have in three different lifetimes and then some are bitching because, oh, well, I'm rich, so I should get a tax deduction, even though they can afford to pay the fucking taxes, which would help the schools, the... I don't want to say Social Security, but yeah, Social Security and our roads and our economy in general.
I just, like, I had heard that, like, because the way that the taxing system works is different tax brackets have to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And
the more you make,
the more
you pay.
I don't like that. Like, I feel like taxes should be, because I don't care if I'm a millionaire, like, you taking 10%, okay, let's say that I make $500 a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the tax across the board is 10%. So what's that? $50 out of my paycheck for taxes, right?
Yeah.
Is that right, math? Okay. That $50 is really important to me. But let's say you have $500 million and they take 10%. That's a lot of money they're taking.
But
that's
they won't
their
even
money.
Notice it.
But that's
if you are
it doesn't matter though. That's their hard-earned money. Like why is someone else entitled to their money? Like I understand
it's,
we all have to pay taxes.
It's not somebody. It's everybody. It's roads
right.
that they share. It's schools that their kids go to,
when
and...
When you're more well off, you do have a certain responsibility to take care of things more than someone else who isn't. That's
well,
just
isn't
the fact.
It your money to decide what you want to do with it? Like,
not necessarily.
I mean, I think that everyone should get taxed. I'm not saying that, but I don't think that just because someone is smarter or better off, they should have to pay more taxes, because that's their money, just like it's my money. Like, which if I have to pay a certain percentage, everyone else should be expected to pay the certain percentage. Like, that's not fair.
But see, you're talking about a percentage versus a total dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
The more money I make, I expect to be required to pay more taxes.
So
you know?
You're saying that when you worked all that time at Walgreens, all that overtime, and you realized when you got your paycheck that the government took most of it, you think that's okay because now you're in a higher tax bracket? And guess what? You're still only middle class. You're still not making that much money. Like, it's still...
No, but these taxes are going to pay for roads that I drive on, schools that these kids are going to, who are going to be running this country
right.
when I'm old and feeble. I want these kids to have a good, well-rounded education because they are the future, which is terrifying in and
swag.
Of itself. Swag. You said swag. Done. Done. She said swag.
That's what I'm saying. That's our future.
It's
like,
it's terrifying. I swear to God, if any of my kids ever come home and start talking that shit, they won't get a bar of soap in the mouth.
I hope that your kid comes home with a flat bill hat on.
Oh, no, I will burn it. They can say shit and fuck and damn and cunt and pussy all they want as long as they don't say swag. No swag. That is the ultimate cuss word.
Meg's moral of the story is, you can say cunt, but you cannot say swag.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you call someone swaggy, that's worse of a cut than, like,
oh, if
a
I cunting. If I say you have swag, that means I think you're a fucking idiot.
That's going to be my new word. Instead of saying cunt, I'm just going to be like, swag.
I love it.
And think of you every time.
Yes.
You're such a swag.
And the first person you say that to, they're going to be like, what? And then when you explain it to them, it's totally going to catch on, because everybody thinks swag is stupid. Well, okay, the majority of smart people think swag is stupid.
I mean, I like flat bill hats.
Oh, Jamie, but you love the douche.
And I love douchebags. But I don't like, I don't know. Anyway, let's not talk about my like of swag.
She really likes you.
I like
dog.
Hers. It's cute.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, Affordable Care Act, in my opinion, it's going to lead to good things. You know, there's already benefits, you know, preventive care, you know, yearly, you know, girl screenings, yearly male screenings.
You know what I thought was the coolest 100%. Thing? Well, may not be the coolest thing. The coolest thing is, what is it?
The calories on the menu. That's my favorite thing about the affordable healthcare.
You know, I actually...
It's actually the only thing I really like.
It's actually a good thing because you think about your choices. And hopefully it will start making people think about what they're putting into their bodies. You know, I go on kicks where I just need a fucking Big Mac.
Yeah.
And I eat like a total fat ass for a while. But then,
maybe
you know,
if you saw the calories on the Big Mac, you wouldn't do that so often.
That's what I do.
Oh, I don't. I don't do it often at all.
I'll go to McDonald's with the full intent of like, oh man, I'm going to eat like this large freaking fry and like 10 Big Macs. And I get there and I look at the menu and I'm like,
give me a cheeseburger, please.
Can I get just a cheeseburger and a small fry, please? Because then there's like, that's like 600 calories right there. And that's how many calories are like in the Big Mac alone. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I don't want that. But
well, obviously the coolest thing I think was is the fact that they, it doesn't matter if you have a pre-existing condition. Like, that's the coolest
thing.
That
is another thing.
And what's awesome is, immediately what happened was, they can't deny you on pre-existing conditions. They're allowed to charge you more, but they can't deny you. And then starting in January of this year, they can't even charge you more. It's just...
That is amazing.
Yes. And that... They should have done that years ago. They should have done that without having Affordable Care Act.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just glad that that finally happened with this. And I'm also glad that when the GOP is making all these stipulations on what they want to repeal and take away, they're not mentioning pre-existing conditions.
No, they're just talking about vaginas.
Mainly, they're talking about vaginas.
Okay.
And being forced to pay for abortions and the morning after pill and
they're
things
not
like that.
Technically but being forced to.
That's the other thing. They are, as long as you're not a church. But they did work in something which I thought was cool. They just worked it in, saying, right before they passed it, saying that if you're a church, or you're like a religious organization of some type, you do not have to pay for women's healthcare. You don't have to pay for their abortions. You don't have to pay
you
for
see,
the morning after pills.
You gotta be careful when you say women's healthcare, though.
You get these special packages that you get to pick from, these special insurance packages that other people don't get to pick from, just churches get to pick from.
Okay.
And in those packages, the insurance companies are forced to pay for that stuff, but you're not. None of your money goes to paying for that.
Okay.
So then in the end, you're not paying for it, just the insurance company, some unnamed insurance company is paying for it.
But see, I can still
it's
see churches.
It's still getting paid for.
I
so
know,
it
but
matter.
I can still see churches bitching about it, being like, well, I don't think they should get it, period, no matter who's paying for
it. But
it
doesn't matter in the end because they're not fronting the money, which was their big complaint. We don't want to front our money to pay for
but
that.
See, I think now that there's that provision, they're going to find some other reason to bitch about it and say, no, I don't want anything to do with an insurance company that's going to provide those types of payments and services. Well, they're not going to actually do the service themselves, but they're, you know, funding it. And they're going to say, no, it's immoral, it's against our religious views, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, that's fine, you know, to have those rules. But, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin is, you know, what you're supposed to do in a religious community.
True story.
And most people don't. They judge and condemn and say, hell hath and hell fire all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Doomed are you because you had premarital sex and you got pregnant and you
took
a pill.
But that is my thing. I don't think that we should fund abortions. You know how I feel my Twitter rants about murder's murder, mass murder. I mean, if we want to make murder legal, let's do it, whatever. But I am all about spend my tax dollars on preventing this. Let's spend our tax dollars on getting kids birth control, getting people condoms, because preaching abstinence is what your job
it's
is as a family.
Proven
if you, that is not the school's job to make sure that you're not having sex. If you're worried about your kids and we're worried about that kind of stuff, then that is a family issue, not society's issue.
We
should be providing people the means to not do that.
Now, what's your view on the morning after pill?
It's birth control to
okay.
me. I mean, I don't... No, it's not birth control. You shouldn't do it every time. Whatever. But,
yeah, that's expensive
yes,
birth
I mean,
control.
Like, I that is something that, again, it's preventing something from happening.
True.
It's not 2 weeks later, oh my gosh, like, there's something growing inside of me thing. It's an immediate, like, oh crap, I didn't use protection, and I forgot to fill my birth control prescription. Like, it's there for a reason, and it's an emergency, and
it's,
that stuff should be, all of that stuff should be free.
Okay.
It should be free for everyone. It should be pushed in schools. It should be pushed.
Educated.
Yes. You know. Because, again, abstinence is something that needs to be done at home. But no, I don't want my tax dollars after. If we invested all this money in making sure that people didn't have unplanned pregnancies, then the issue of abortion wouldn't be so serious.
That is actually true, because, you know, during the Bush administration, they pushed the abstinence thing. They said, we do not want... Yeah, no shit. I mean, look at Vermillion County. We have the highest teen pregnancy rate.
The health department closed down. Sorry, I promised myself I wouldn't talk over you.
No, the health department did close down because we are in a crunch, you know, we don't have the dollars, and health departments are funded by taxes,
mm-hmm.
and health departments should be, like, there, like, that is, you know what, I would
they're government, they're government funded by our tax
okay,
dollars,
as
state
long,
and federal.
As long as it's not, as long as you can't go there and get an abortion with my tax dollars, I want to fund that. I want
the thing.
People to
abortions
not,
aren't free. People pay for their own abortions.
Unless you're on
Obamacare. But the thing is...
No, unless you're on, like, Medicaid or whatever
see,
it is.
Well, do they actually pay for the abortions,
yes.
though? I've never...
They pay for the doctor visit, yeah.
They do pay. Like, if
you're
on
state... I
mean,
they don't have to end up paying anything out of pocket.
You do have to pay... It's a copay of, like, it's like $200 or something. There's a copay.
It
involved.
Only depends on your insurance. Like, if you had, like, Walgreens insurance and went to get an abortion, you'd have to pay a copay. But if you are on state Medicaid...
They don't pay for it 100%.
You don't. They do.
Well, then then you should be supporting Obamacare, because in Obamacare, it's just working like insurance. You still have to pay stuff. You're not actually getting everything paid for.
I don't like his half-assness
so,
with it.
In that view, it's a...
Support an abortion. I don't want to pay for it.
You're not supporting the abortion, though. That's what I'm saying. Right now, you are supporting the abortion if someone's on Medicaid. But if they switch them from Medicaid to Obamacare, they're paying for it, too.
And
you're
see,
not.
That's my next issue. Like, I don't understand why people are making a huge deal out of this, like, people being uninsured and stuff, because we already have state Medicaid programs. Like, the uninsured people are already getting all these services for free, anyway. Again, like he just said, You can go have an abortion right now.
So you're wondering why people are pissed about Obamacare, because it's technically already happening. Is that what you just said?
Well, kind of. Yes, I'm
it's
upset about that.
Even cheaper.
Yeah.
For
that what
yeah.
I'm upset about is like, I just they need to overhaul the whole entire system. Like you can't. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going right
our,
now.
Our system
yes.
right now is controlled by insurance companies,
yes.
and they are. Robbing us, basically, because they are charging out of the ass. Instead of having one broad insurance company covering, like, everybody is under the same insurance company, they aren't forced to shop around for the most expedient price.
And I guess my issue is, instead of worried about, like, these insurance companies and, like, all of that, why are we not addressing the issue of prices on drugs and doctors and that kind of stuff.
That
like,
is being addressed in
not...
Obamacare. You haven't seen any of that yet?
I've looked
part
at...
of what this is they're going to force those prices to come down.
I looked at the article that Jamie Kennedy posted that you retweeted. I looked at that. And other than that...
Did you watch that video?
I did. Like,
I
saw the video and yes, it's good. And like, I agree. Like, that stuff needs to be addressed. It just boils down to, I don't agree with everything in the Affordable Care Act.
And it's very rare that you would find a majority that would agree with every single provision. You know, that's not going to happen when you have a free-thinking country.
And the other thing is that article that I read with Jamie Kennedy that he retweeted or whatever, that was the first time that I had read any article that actually went into detail about affordable health care. Up until that point, I'm like, people are supporting this plan, but we don't have any information on it. Like, yeah, pre-existing conditions and the abortion things are, like, huge topics, but as far as everything else that's covered in it, like, most people don't know what it is. And, like, the article that you showed me, like, the, not the video, but the article thing that you showed me, like, the YouTube video, like, yeah. I guess you didn't show me, but someone had commented on the post that you had showed me, and there was, like, a YouTube video link.
Oh, it was, Gays and Liberal Ways, I think.
Yeah.
Or Have a Gay Day. One of my gay things.
So I looked at that video, and again, all it's telling me is this generic stuff.
You guys both work in IT. You know how things have to be dumbed down. That's what they're doing. They're dumbing it down for the general populace, you know? And then there's those of us that want more information, and we have to really dig for it.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
That's so frustrating.
It is very frustrating, because but I get it, you know?
When
because
you dumb
I'm being,
stuff down, it just makes it seem like you're keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, but you know, you're not really keeping secrets. You're just making the key points easier for those who only want the basics. Some people don't want to or care to know anything about it. My husband being one of them. Sorry, Corey. He doesn't give a shit. He says, it's going to happen no matter what my opinion is. And so, why worry about it?
Corey.
And I see his point. Sometimes it is very frustrating knowing about politics because I get pissed off about something or I hear something and I totally love it, but it's either going to happen or not, one way or the other, and I have no control over it. You know, they say it's, you know, the people's country and we have a choice. Yes and no, we don't. We have the choice of giving somebody a popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the Electoral College.
Which needs to be done away with.
I don't think so. I think if you actually talk to people that are voting, you wouldn't think that.
Which, because... I wanted to bring this up before we started talking about Obamacare. It's about that. But... they did a poll, and they asked people what they thought about Obamacare, if they were for it or against it. And I think it was like 47% of people were for it or something,
oh,
right?
Oh, 47 again.
So they changed it and said, what do you think about the Affordable Health Care Act? It went up 10%.
Just because it has his name
different
in it.
Yes. Can you believe that, like, people are really
because
bad
they're
uneducated?
Uneducated, racist assholes. Our country is full of them. They're either full of bigots or racists or just plain idiots. It's amazing how few people actually give a shit about what they're being told.
And I made up that 47%. I don't remember what it was.
But you made your point. That's fine. But it is absolutely amazing. And so many people that I know that are Republicans believe in the Republican system because it's what their parents taught them.
Yeah.
My parents didn't really teach me shit about politics. They came from Republican parents, you know, back in the Great Depression, where they grew up in the Great Depression, and they worked their asses off, you know, during that industrial era age. They worked factory jobs, and then my parents are Democrats, fairly moderate, conservative Democrats, because they still have conservative family values. And then here I am, a total liberal, because I was left to my own devices and forced to form my own opinion. I wasn't...
What's your answer?
What? On why I'm a liberal?
Well...
Did you wonder? Well, because see,
yeah,
I wanted
to know the origin story of...
I was raised Catholic, so I was taught very conservative life views. I don't want to say world views. I want to say life views, you know... Sex after marriage, marry your entire lifetime, believe in, you know, the quote-unquote one true God, and here I am at 27. I want to say I'm an atheist, but because I was force-fed religion for so long, I can only claim to be agnostic now, because I really don't know. And, you know, who am I to say that they're wrong and I'm right, you know? There could be absolutely nothing later, there could be more than something later, it could be, reincarnation, I don't know. So, I'm just going to say I'm agnostic, and I'm a flaming liberal. You know, I've calmed down since the election has ended. So, I just... It wasn't my parents that taught me to be that way. I was able to do it on my own. And it's only been in the last couple years that I've really given a shit, because when I was younger, I could have cared less. I was like every other uneducated idiot out there, you know, just saying, oh, it's going to happen no matter what. You know, I still voted. because I was exercising a right, and I felt like, ooh, I'm old, I can vote, yay, me. So I was just one of those. But now I'm actually paying attention to what I'm voting for and what I'm voting on and who I'm voting for.
Because I was surprised to find out that when I started talking to you, you're like, I don't really keep up on the news that much. I'm not really that. I have to go look at this and get back to you. Because I always assumed that you had such a strong liberal opinion because of the information you were taking in and then forming your opinion. Because I guess I assume that because that's what I do.
Well, so. I was around the election because it was such a, it was a decision that I was involved in. Mm-hmm. You know, how big of my part is irrelevant to that point. But, you know, and there was just so much media everywhere in any form I could get it, you know. Mm-hmm. But now that it's over, I've calmed down, and me not paying attention to the news and all that bullshit that comes with it every single day has lessened the stress in my life tenfold. I don't feel like I have ulcers anymore. I have stopped losing friends over my liberal opinions. And, I mean, because people literally started hating me for what I had to say. And that's awful. You know, I don't want those people that are going to act that way in my life. Because, like, me and Jamie, we have totally opposite opinions, but we can respect what each other says because at the end of the day, we still like each other as a person, not just for our political and religious views.
Plus, I was you back in the day. Like, our stories are very similar, except for reverse. Like, my mom raised me as in, like, you make your own decisions. Like, I don't want you to go to church. That's a cult. Like, that was kind of how I was raised. So, like, in high school, you're like me in high school. And then one day I, like, woke up and realized I need to believe in something and form my own decisions, like, actually form decisions, and that's how I ended up with my own, like, view.
And see, that works for some people, but I don't have to live my life, like, I need to live it as a good person, otherwise I'm going to burn an eternal hellfire. I don't need that motivation.
But I'm a really shitty person, and I don't think I'm going to hell. Like, end of story. Like, I make bad decisions. I still believe in survival of the fittest. Like, I'm a shitty person, but I love that Jesus.
So, I mean, just because you believe in survival of the fittest, how does that make you a shitty person? I think that because makes you a realistic person.
I don't care. Like, we saw a homeless guy today that I saw last night with no shoes on. Downtown Danville, there was, like, this guy walking around with no shoes on last night. And no shirt, like, you could tell he's homeless. I was like, whatever. We saw him today, he had shoes on, and I, like, told Justin about it. He was like, did you give him some shoes? I was like, you know better than that. I'm not giving anything. You know how I feel about homeless people. Like, I don't think there's a reason for anyone to ever be homeless.
And see, I disagree with that last statement.
I don't care about people. And that's part of, like, being a good person. You gotta care about people. I care about my friends. I care about people that interest me. I don't care about people in Syria that are getting bombed. I don't care. Kill yourselves off. It makes more room for me.
Like, okay. I don't care. Okay, that does kind of make you a shitty person. What was that?
Let's just transition into Syria.
And see, the whole Syria situation, it's not over, but it's kind of over. They made a diplomatic decision, and it worked out for
the better.
The better for us, I will say. It sucks that they're going through what they're going through, you know? How would we feel if it was us, you know?
Good, being more room for other people.
Okay, here's my thing with Syria. Why, okay, Obama never did a good job of explaining why we had to be the ones to force their hand on anything. He explained why we were forcing their hand, and he explained, you know, after it worked, why it worked, which I get, I understood, mm-hmm. you know. But why did we have to be that person? The UK didn't want to do it, no one else wanted to do it, and he said, well, no one else wanted to do it, so we had to do it. We're responsible because we're the biggest, the strongest military in the world. No, that doesn't mean that we're responsible for making sure Syria is doing what they're supposed to.
No, I'm missing that connection there. It's because the UN got involved, is what I understood from it. And because we have the biggest policing military in the world, the responsibility falls onto us. I don't like that fact. I absolutely hate the fact that we have that big of a military and a military budget.
So we should just announce to the world that we are going to police y'all just because we're big and that's what's going to happen.
Didn't you listen or read President Obama's speech?
Yes.
He said we are the world police.
I know, but then he said we aren't the world police in the same speech.
Because he's Obama and that's how he talks.
No, we are, but we aren't. We aren't literally the world police.
Yes, he said we aren't literally, but we kind of are essentially.
But
that's what he said.
But other people force us to be, because they don't want to do it themselves, they look to us, like, oh, something needs to be done, but we're not going to do it. So why don't you? You got a bigger military than us. Yeah, go, just go, just go. Yeah.
And, I mean, it worked. In the end, we looked at Russia and we were like, make Syria do what we want. And they said, Syria, do what America's saying. I mean, that's what happened, essentially. But
it is. I mean, like, we are the, yeah. We're not technically a bully. We're like that big, you know, the king of the playground. And, but that's what we get for being, you know, the biggest military in the world and
okay.
having...
So if something changed and something happened to our economy and we crashed and we weren't the largest military in the world because we couldn't fund anything or do anything anymore...
People are still going to look
would
at
we
us.
Look at the UK? Would we look
no.
at France? Would we look at someone
because
else?
I think we would
military?
Be so concerned with our own problems that we would just be like, deal with your own shit. We got our own
See,
stuff to worry about.
But I don't think that. I don't... That's... We are kind of doing that right now. We can't afford our military right now.
Yeah.
And people are still looking at us. You want to know why? Because we're the big brother, like Meg said. It doesn't matter if we can't fund our military. They know at the end of the day, we're a country full of good people that are going to go save the day.
So that's never going to change.
It's never going to change. It doesn't matter if the economy fell tomorrow and we lost our credit rating and nobody wanted to give us any money.
What credit rating?
I don't know how that means, what it means, but anyway.
We don't have a credit rating.
I thought that there is like an A,
there
triple
is.
A,
we're
yeah.
below what we used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, this state of Illinois is shit. We have the worst state economy of the United States.
I'm just saying that it doesn't matter how much money we have and what our financial is. They're still going to come to us and say, handle our problems.
Because we
and
keep expanding our military budget, whether we have the money to pay for it or not. So we keep borrowing,
yes.
is, I think, I don't really know, I don't understand the budget system.
Yes.
But we keep borrowing money from other people,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to become so indebted, like, we are so indebted to China,
mm-hmm.
that if they decide, fuck America, we are screwed.
Yep.
Like, beyond screwed. They will terrorize and bomb the shit. Our
they
country is basically, and that is terrifying to me, to think of, and then North Korea terrifies the shit out of me, and China terrifies the shit out of me. China is a fantastic country, and their economy, and their technology advances. We would be nowhere without the shit we get from China. We would be half of where we would be.
But we set it up that way in the 90s under Bill Clinton. We made that happen.
Because... Bill Clinton, while he's known as, like, one of the best presidents, and I love him and I'll support him until the day I die,
he made some not so
yes.
amazing decisions for the future.
But
he made
he,
it great for right
yes,
then, but he
yeah.
didn't have a
he
future
was riding
mind.
A wave.
He
the
was.
Economy is going waves, and he happened to be in there in a good time. And I love Bill. I'll always support him and say he did great, and gas was only 99 cents when I turned 16, and the world was grand. People had jobs, but at the same time, here we are. 13 years later.
What's we gonna do about it? Yeah. So...
After Bush, too. That's not...
Oh. Anybody that ever says it was not Bush's fault or his administration's fault...
Clearly
gonna
was.
Get a foot in their ass.
It clearly was.
I mean, he was...
All he had to do was maintain where we were. That was it.
You know, 9/11 sucked. Really. It was a truly horrible day in our history.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to go and create... some fake reason to bomb Iraq when it was Osama bin Laden, who was from Afghanistan. I mean, he fucking invaded three different countries. Afghanistan,
yeah.
Pakistan, and Iraq. And Iran was just kind of on the sidelines for, you know, a point in time. Pakistan ended up not being that big of a threat, so they concentrated on Afghanistan and Iraq. And then, all of a sudden, we stop hearing anything about Afghanistan, and then later on we find out weapons of mass destruction. Nope. Just kidding. Sorry. If you wanted an excuse to bomb somebody, take the one that they gave us. Really, they shouldn't have done anything, because that's what crashed our economy, is spending all this money on a war that should not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, 10 years later, the next president who wants to pull us out of the country is in charge of the military people that find and kill the dude that started it all. How does that make your 8 years of running our country look?
Useless.
You are a joke.
But I remember one time him saying, like, I'm not that interested in looking for Osama.
Oh, he did
and
say
like,
that.
Why would you say that? Like,
he said
that.
That
should
yes.
be our focus.
It
know?
Should have been. But,
it's like,
you know.
His only focus was Saddam Hussein. What was that?
He's a fucking monkey on a string.
Mm-hmm.
With the perfect face for it. I... Oh, and see, this is why I can't follow my birth mother on Facebook because she is just so Republican.
Really?
And she's still pro-Bush after everything. I'm like, okay, you could... okay, I get that you supported him while he was in-house. You know, we kind of do that every now and then again with Obama. You know, you do something stupid, but he's your guy. You're going to stand behind him. Why, after he's out of office, do you continue to support him? He had shit ideas, and he put us in a shitty place. And anytime that I visit her, we have a rule. No politics.
Yeah.
Because it will get ugly. Because she and I are both very hot-headed. I mean, that's where I get it. I'm like, my passion comes from her. But we are polar opposites on what we believe and agree in. Except for religion. We actually have the same views on religion. And the last time I was up there was June, and
I've never heard of an agnostic Republican before. That's kind of weird.
She was raised Catholic too, but you know, she had issues with the whole.
All you have to do is explain she was raised Catholic. We get it.
Yes. Okay. I feel like there's a lot of people are Republicans based on their financial. I mean, that's why I
because
lean
Republicans
a little more. Republican than I do Democrat, but I'm
a lot of them. A lot of Republicans are Republicans because of either their faith or their financial background. Because if you're rich, Republicans are going to fight for you to keep your money.
I've always been poor, and I still am more like I like Republican, like
or
financial stuff.
There's, I mean, but look at the southern states that are the, you know, have the lowest income ratings in the country,
Alabama,
and the lowest
Mississippi,
Georgia. Well. The rural parts of Georgia, anyway.
Louisiana,
yeah. But they're all redneck Republicans, and they will just spout it out because they think Republican bleed red, white, and blue, go Merga.
Which is really funny because when they all wanted to have their little slaves, Republicans are the ones that were like, hey, let's free
the
slaves.
But see, the idea of the idea and definition of a Republican system has completely polar opposite changed since those days. Even since Reagan. Reagan had very democratic and liberal ideas.
Yeah.
And all these Republicans saying, praise Reagan, we love Reagan.
He was a liberal Democrat.
He was a liberal Republican.
Yeah,
his ideas, Obama shares a lot of Reagan's ideas.
That's the thing about Obama, though. He's a very conservative Democrat.
He is.
And people like... The Democrats get mad at some of his conservative ideas a lot of times.
Because they want nothing to, they don't want anything to do with Republican side. Republicans don't want anything to do with us. That's why we're having a problem with such polar opposites. It's maddening. We cannot find a common ground, and that is what is tearing our country apart. And why we have little childish people in our Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate, fighting over this. You know, they're going to pass this shitty bill through the House, and it's not going to make it through the Senate, because it's a Republican-controlled House and a Democratic-controlled Senate.
Yeah.
And it's... And if it were split 50-50 in both houses, nothing would get done, because they could not come to a consensus vote on anything. Because you have to have a majority. And if you have, you know, say, 50 versus 51 votes, that 51 votes won't win, because it's not a majority.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything's going to be a draw. And so, unless you have a House that's got a majority, or you have so many people that are just so middle ground that they can actually agree on shit, our country's, I don't want to say fucked, but we're fucked. It's going to be very hard to progress the way we need to keep up with the rest of the world.
And that's why we need to quit with the two-party system. We need to, like, figure out something.
We used to be more than a two-party system. I remember in junior high learning all of these fucking different... The
parties,
Green Party,
yeah.
The Independent Party, the Liberty Party, the fucking Tea Party. And now Tea Party has taken on a whole different terminology.
Yep.
Tea Party GOP is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a bunch of ass backwards fucking idiots.
It's the extremist Republicans are in the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's people who still think we should be living in either 1850 or 1950, where women knew their place. And, you know, men ran the household and made the bacon. I'm sorry, the economy is not anywhere near where that policy could work.
Mm-hmm.
You need a two-income household if you have that many people in your house that are able to work for you to survive. You know, if you are single and you are the only one working, you are paying your own bills. you can't, you're a woman, you have to work, because you are supporting yourself, correct?
Yes, but if I could find someone to take care of me, I would be sitting at home cooking and cleaning and knowing my place.
Now, see, I agreed with that until you said knowing my place, because if Corey had this amazing job and where we could, with children, live off of that one salary, I would totally be a stay-at-home mother. If I didn't have to work, I wouldn't. But that's not how the world works anymore. There are very few positions available where somebody can make that shit ton of money without going into debt by going to school to make it. Unless you come from a really rich family and you have trust funds and investments, etc., you go broke trying to get rich. It is very sad. I think that what we pay for colleges is absurd.
Yeah. No.
You think healthcare, let's reform it.
Crazy.
What?
I don't understand why we can't fix that first. Yes. That should be easier to fix than healthcare. Like, what the way school is funded these days, especially colleges. Other countries don't have that problem. Why haven't we figured that out yet?
My friend went to Wesleyan University in Indiana, okay? Because she decided, she's like an agnostic now, but mm-hmm. she used to be like hardcore Christian. And so she went to Wesleyan, Indiana University. Mm-hmm. It is $37,000
a semester.
Oh, but that's insane. Semester.
See, that's not even.
And she didn't even finish because then all of a sudden she realized, yeah, I don't really believe in this and kind of over this. And, like, they have rules. Like, you're not allowed to drink. Like, they give you breathalyzers if they think that you're drunk. You have an 11 o'clock curfew. You,
no tattoos?
I think, I don't know, but she has tattoos, so I'm going to guess that's not a rule. But it was, like, basically, like, I was like, you paid to go to a school where they tell you what to do? Like, yeah, like, it was so strict, so strict.
There are a lot of private colleges, like all about Nazarene. That's where I knew the tattoo thing from. You cannot have any visible tattoos, and if they see a tattoo, you can be expelled.
Yeah.
For a fucking tattoo.
Sucks.
Hell yeah. I would never even let my children go to a school like that. I'd say, no, go to a liberal state college, sorry. Yeah. I mean, granted, they get the waiver if they go to U of I. My kids are going to have a choice. You can go to community college, and then you can go to the U of I, or you can go to the U of I, or you can pay for your own college. Sorry, I'm going to be that parent. I can't afford to send you to college. Not with this economy. Hello.
Which, I know we're still in the middle of politics and stuff, and that's what we came over for, but, want to share anything about the baby making process?
Do you mean you want to know how babies are made?
No.
I can explain that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And I don't want to know about your sex life either. I just want to know how
you making babies. That actually ties in to the Affordable Care Act. I just went to Walgreens and spent $175 and some odd change on 5 different prescriptions. Uh-huh. Now, without my insurance, it would have been $800 worth of prescriptions. I know. Almost drugs. So, and because of the bills that we are paying, we owe a lot. Now, granted, most of it's Corey's because Walgreens insurance sucks and doesn't give you coverage for shit.
Right.
My insurance is fucking amazing.
I have the same insurance that I had at Walgreens for free right now that I was paying $40 for every 2 weeks.
And Corey doesn't want to get on my insurance because he calls Walgreens cheap compared to mine. But the benefits for mine are fucking amazing. That's the only reason we are going to be able to have kids. It's because they are paying for all the shit we are having to do right now. I'm not going into detail on what's happening.
Oh, no, that's totally okay. I just...
No, I'm not pregnant if that's what you're wanting to hear. Or not wanting to hear it, as the case may be, since you want to squeeze my children.
I'm going to squeeze them so hard.
like I've told her, every time she says that, you get to clean whatever squeezes out of them.
This is how I squeeze them. I look at them and go, okay. As I look at them. Like, I don't even touch babies.
When they cry, I will make you hold them. No. Because that face will terrify anybody.
I don't.
If you do that to my dog, she will cry.
I don't hold babies. I'm scared I'm going to break them. They're not my thing.
You know, they make babies to be out these very fragile things, but because they are babies, they are, I mean, I'm sorry.
Flexible and bouncy.
To be this big, coming out of a hole this big, you have to be flexible.
I feel like we should have just videotaped that.
I made the size of a watermelon and then the size of a straw hole just for y'all listeners. I mean, oh, you found her baby. So yeah, that is another reason why I'm very much for the Affordable Care Act, because I want prescriptions to be free, because that $175 could have gone to pay off more of the doctor bills, which would also be more covered with the Affordable Care Act.
The way it was explained to me is the Affordable Care Act is going to bring the price of those scripts down, because it's going to force, it was going to force vendors to rely on generics or something?
Yeah.
They're going to go more towards generics than the regular brand. And generics, it's the exact same composition, it's just a different fucking company. It doesn't have that name brand attached to it. Like, I can, you know, go spend $80 on a pair of jeans at Aeropostale or American Eagle or Abercrombie and Fitch, or I could go to fucking Kohl's and get a $20 pair of jeans.
Made out of the same material.
Same material and everything. Yeah. Well, I can't really fit in the Kohl's because they don't make up the curvy one. I should have said Target because they rock out my curvies. So, I love me some Target Sonoma style jeans. I'm sorry if I can pull a pair of jeans over my big ass, that's a winning day.
True story. That's what I always said about Kim Kardashian, why she never wore jeans. Her ass was way too big to wear jeans. That's why she always wears dresses and skirts and stuff, because that ass is not fitting in a pair of jeans.
Stretch pants.
She could, do you know what size she would be if she wore a pair of jeans?
Yeah, because she says she's a size 2.
Bullshit.
That ass is not
fitting. My calf isn't even a size 2.
That ass isn't fitting in a size 2.
She would be a 14.
Easily, with that booty.
Easily. And now that she's had a baby, more like 18. I really haven't seen any post-baby pictures.
Yeah,
because
she's
there's no
not,
way.
She got really big at the end of that pregnancy. I was excited.
I mean, bad for some her. People can't help it. No matter what your diet and exercise plan while you are pregnant,
oh, she was
your
eating
body
bad,
just,
though. They got lots of pictures of her eating really bad.
I mean, but eating bad, like, lots of pictures could be her eating bad once a week, and then they just
show
all
the pictures.
Of the worst.
Yeah.
You know, they make loving. Celebrity. Oh, I would have, too, because... Don't get me wrong. I hate the Kardashians.
Agreed.
And I even wrote a piece on my blog about when I found out that Kim is hiring somebody to take over the nighttime feedings.
Yeah.
I call bullshit. That is prime time bonding for you and your baby. Take advantage of it, because they are not going to be babies forever. Come on. I wish I could take off more time than I am going to be able to with my kids. Because there's people that have been out at the university for long enough that they can take 3 months paid vacation with their children. I'm like, I fucking hate you so bad right now. I'm, like, I don't actually hate you. I'm just really jealous because you get 2 weeks paid maternity at the university. And everything after that, you use your vacation or sick time, or you can use unpaid FMLA. And that was the only good thing about Walgreens, is because once you were there for, like, 5 years, I think, you got your 6 weeks paid maternity. And then you could supplement with your vacation and sick time after that. And that would have given me 6 weeks paid. We can't really take unpaid time. And so that's less time with me at home with the baby. And I can almost guarantee no doctor is going to send you back to work after 2 weeks after squeezing out a kid in your vagina or having your tummy
sliced
open.
So wait a second. You don't get short, long-term and short-term disability?
You can file for disability, yes. But, you know, it's not always granted for pregnancies.
Really?
Because people... have sick and vacation time and FMLA that they can use for it. I think you have to burn through your sick, vacation, and FMLA before you can get unpaid disability.
Shut up. So you have to, because FMLA is unpaid.
Yes.
And that's 12 weeks, right?
Yes.
Shut up. Like, you're not able to take a full 6 weeks off with your kid paid.
I can take 2 weeks paid that the university gives me, and then I have been saving my vacation and my sick time. Well, I kind of burned through some sick time this year, but it's not like Walgreens where I was out by the end
January.
Of February. Yeah. I only work 7.5 hour days, and so I have almost 60 hours of vacation saved up right now, and so that will be another at least two weeks by the time I have a baby, and then I can use my sick time too, and then I can take a couple weeks unpaid. Because you're not going to be able to go back until your doctor signs off on it. Because it takes that full 6 weeks to recover.
I just thought everyone got, like, the 6 weeks of, like, you get 6 weeks of full pay, and then after the 6 weeks, if you're out after that, then you only get half pay. Yeah.
That was Walgreens.
I thought that was everywhere.
No. The university is, it's a state university. I work for this, the state, basically. And I, that's what the state gives us. It sucks, but...
I don't like the story.
I didn't either the first time I heard it, and it just gets shittier every time, you know, the closer we get. You know, even if we adopt, you know, I would probably, it would really fucking suck, but I would go back after, like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. Roxy, enough.
I'm excited.
She goes, I want to bring our sister now. Actually, I think she's going to be incredibly jealous whenever we have a kid, because she is the center of attention right now. But anyway, even if we end up having to adopt for whatever reason, I'm not going to have that recovery time, but they still only give you 2 weeks, you know, of to stay at home for that transition period. I know, it sucks. But your doctor, if you have a C-section, going back at 6 weeks...
You can't. It's 8 weeks.
6 weeks is lucky if you are healing incredibly well. 8 weeks is typical.
So Walgreens actually does better than
for maternity leave, yes. Everything else,
I wonder everyone there's popping out babies like crazy.
No shit.
Who's popping out babies?
Oh, everyone's pregnant. I don't know. There's something in the water there. Everyone gets pregnant.
I drank that water for that exact reason, and it did not work, so no, it is not the water. So,
it's... Bobby's about to pop any minute.
Who?
Bobby.
Bobby's pregnant?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I don't talk to any of those bitches anymore.
Yeah, she's about to have it any minute now.
Yeah, I don't really talk to anybody. Like, you and Corey and Drew and Tori and Amy are the only ones I talk to anymore. Because yeah. Everybody else I talk to is under the Isabel influence. And Isabel? She's a hater. Isabel.
I never talked to her.
She hates you?
Oh, we used to be this close. Like, family close. And then, for whatever reason, she decided she didn't like me anymore. Like, we had a big fight in the middle of my work there. And she... got pissed at me, and then we made up, like, right before the wedding, and then we were close again, and then right before I left, for whatever reason, her and that whole group, like, her and,
Mark and Jenny,
yeah, well, they all follow Isabel's lead, so all of them, you know, just went anti-Meg, and everybody stopped talking to me, and I was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. I literally had no idea, like, that they hated me enough for... I literally gave them no reason to not talk to me. This is how shitty and bizarre it was.
That's weird.
So, you know, that's another reason I...
I thought this was because somebody went to dinner that wasn't supposed to go. And they got mad at you because somebody went to dinner that they didn't approve of.
I took Maria once, but that was several months before. And I asked in advance. I'm like, is it okay if I bring my BFF? Did she just touch her foot? She flipped out.
Don't even look at my leg like that.
I know what you have planned.
Stop it. Okay.
Anyway. No, like, I don't... Oh, it was Julie. Julie Smith wanted to be invited.
Yeah, that's it.
But that wasn't necessarily me. That was Jenny that got involved. Jenny and Mark were involved in that, too. And I... Julie's like, you know what? It's such a big fucking deal that I don't even want to go out with those people anymore. And I, you know, I was in the same cube as Julie, and I took her time, like, you know, I had no control over that. I had no problems with you going. It was other people that did for their own personal reasons.
I don't understand why there's so much drama. Like,
oh my God.
I'm not involved in any of that drama at work.
I wasn't friends with any of those people, so.
Walgreens. It is fucking worse than high school.
How do I manage to avoid it, then?
Because you don't like sluts like Jenny.
Wow.
Whoa! Because I know you and Jenny had beef, and...
I don't think she works there anymore.
She does a lot of work.
She's a big
home.
Married slut.
No, I think she's, like... I got a letter, like,
she's
an email
She's fucking
from
married
her.
And sleeping with everyone.
I got an email that said she doesn't work for the company. Like, she's gone.
Well, that's good.
I don't know where she went, but...
Maybe. She may have moved back to Chicago. I really don't know.
I think that's it, actually.
Maybe she got AIDS and died because she's a slut.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
I know you guys had a beef, like, over whatever reason. I heard her half of it, but...
I don't know what her half... I didn't
what
know she didn't
half?
Like me.
Did
she said that Jamie thought she was trying to steal Joe away from her when they were together. And
Wait,
Jenny
Joe
said,
wants to be with Jenny?
No! this is like way back. This is like before I even started working there, whenever Jamie and Joe were together.
She was fucking Chris Booker at the same time I was.
Yeah, I remember.
What? you had Booker? You know I went to high school and grade school with Booker.
Anyway, she was fucking Booker at the same time I was. And then right before me and Joe started dating, she was inviting him over to her house and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that part. I didn't know anything about Joe.
But that's it. Oh. Like, there was
nothing. But in her head, apparently, she thought it was about Joe.
Well, probably because she was probably trying to sleep with him. And I'm sure that Joe would have slept with her because clearly he likes
to cheat too. See, I didn't know about you and Booker. I'm not. I vote no comment on the her and Booker part. But I didn't know that you and Booker. Were you dating?
No.
Oh, you were just.
Yes.
Fuck buddies or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Damn, Booker got a lot of fuck buddies.
Yeah.
I don't know why either. I don't know why either. That definitely wasn't that exciting.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's gonna be so awkward seeing him. We have our 10-year reunion at some point in this next school year.
Can you please not bring my name up?
Okay? Like,
you should just ask him. So, who do you want to sleep here with at this reunion?
He'd probably say me. He tried to sleep with me in high school because he liked my big boobies. So, and then all the other guys in the class would. It was like half of the boys in my class's mission to get me to flash them by the time we graduated. They were unsuccessful, by the way.
I'm thinking about it right now.
No! Oh my god.
Wait, when you go to their Halloween party, maybe you can persuade her into doing that.
I'm not going to that Halloween party. I get too drunk at your party. Can't do that. That is not classy.
There are going to be non-alcoholic drink options available at this
because
party.
That's what people want to drink at your house. Non-alcoholic beverages.
Well, there's gotta be DDs around, so you know, we gotta give them a fun option so they can pretend like they're drinking alcohol.
Oh, I'll come sober and then just drive drunk people home. I can do that.
Okay. I will not be attending ever anything here again.
Jamie! We were just talking about you guys yesterday at Apple Fest, wondering if you guys were going to show up to the two Halloween parties back-to-back.
No, I declined your guys' invite, and I don't think that my Covington frat boys like me anymore, so. Sad days.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I was assuming you were invited by the way the conversation was held, so I don't know.
But yeah, no, I won't be here.
I don't think Corey knows that.
I declined on Facebook. Properly.
What about you?
What, to this one? I don't know anything about that one. So.
Oh, I know very little. The only reason I am ever invited to anything over there is because of Corey.
Raynell wants me to come, and I told her I probably was going to come.
Okay.
I just have to find a way not to drink, because I don't
Do you
want to
be sober buddy with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you not drinking either?
Okay. Well, how are you going to get to show him your boobs then?
I don't want to see any boobs. I was just kidding.
Well, I won't say that about from his actions at the last party, but I believe he does not want to see them now. Because both of you are fucked up.
Let's not talk about this. No, I really don't want to recap that night again.
I wasn't going there.
Okay. I don't even remember going to sleep. The only memory I have is I was awake in the basement at some point talking to Tommy or your husband or someone down there.
Some
and then
guy.
My very next memory is you getting in the dryer downstairs saying, "Are you awake?" I'm like, "What the fuck? How did I get here?"
I was like,
it's
how
literally
did I
my brain is the that
my brain
next
went
memory.
He said you got in the dryer. I'm like, "When did I crawl in the dryer?" Because I was drunk too. I'm like, "When the fuck did I crawl? I can't fit in that dryer. There's no way my ass can fit in that dryer." But then I really
like,
see that
doing laundry.
Laundry.
Yeah.
It was the poopy towels.
Is that what
it was? And we are going to, I'll call it irrigate our pipes before the party, so there is no poopocalypse take two.
That'll be good for you guys.
What?
That'll be good for you guys.
Yeah. Well, and it's that time of year anyway. It's, you know, we really do need to do it every 6 months. I was hoping it was going to be not as often since we got rid of, like, some of the root problems.
Uh-huh.
But apparently that's not the case. I don't know if it was just a super huge turd or if it was actual branches that were roots that were going into the pipes. But that was fucking awful. Like, I
missed all of it.
I ran downstairs like everybody's running up. Oh my god, there's shit everywhere. oh, fuck, I know exactly what happened when people started doing it. I was just like, shit.
It actually wasn't that bad. It was just funny because we were all drunk. It wasn't, it could have been worse, but it wasn't really. It didn't, like, flood the basement. It just came up a little bit a couple times.
I didn't know anything about it.
Went back down.
Yeah. And our shop vac smelled like old stale poopy for a very long time. Because this summer we had a bee problem downstairs, and I was just, I'd suck up the dead bees with the shop vac, and every time I'd run it, my stupid ass would have my face right over the vent, and I got blasted in the face with stale shit smell. And so he finally fucking cleaned it properly instead of just that, like, little filter thing that goes in there. He cleaned the whole thing. So I have been afraid. Oh, I thought she peed. I saw a shadow and I felt something wet, but I stepped on a chew toy, and then it was a shadow. Sorry. Anyway, so, yeah. That was a pretty epic 30th birthday for my husband, I do believe. I do not hope mine will be that epic. I hope it will be fun, just not quite to that extent.
Yeah.
But we still have 3 years.
So. Oh, maybe I'll be coming around to parties in another 3 years. It might take me that long.
It's our 90s party, Jamie. You have to go.
I know, because I love the 90s.
So, yeah. We can be sober buddies that night. I told Corey he has to make me a picture of Shirley Temples, so...
Well, those are fun.
I know, I love Shirley
those
Temples.
Those are delicious.
Sprite and grenadine.
They were so magical when you were little and you had no idea what was in them.
They were so expensive. My parents always hated it when we went out to the country club that we belonged to back then. And I always wanted one when everyone out there. It was, like, the most delicious drink ever. And anywhere else I went, it's just... It just wasn't an option, but the waitress always knew we wanted Shirley Temple. She goes, Shirley Temple for you guys? And my parents were like, fuck. Why'd you say it? And so, yeah. Shirley Temple. I'll even get us little paper umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to miss out on paper umbrellas, Shirley Temple.
I'm an alcoholic. Do you think I really want to drink a
hey,
Shirley Temple?
You turned down alcohol this weekend. I saw it on Twitter.
I did. Turned down alcohol a lot recently.
You know what really sucked? Dude, I woke up still drunk from at Corey's party, and I didn't realize it until after I had drove to and from County Market for mimosas.
I don't think I was sober until about 3 o'clock on just like after I left here. I went to Chad's, told him about my like awful night, and watched a movie with him and fell asleep, and then I went to Justin's, and by the time I got to Justin's after I had fallen asleep and stuff, I was finally sober. Like, I was still drunk that whole time. It was bad. Bad news bears, fucking with the Jacobsons.
That's Corey.
It's because, like, when Corey gets drunk really, really fast, so you assume that he's a lightweight. This is what I do. Every time I'm like, oh, Corey, you're such a lightweight, because you're, like, drunk after, like, 2 beers. But then, he just keeps drinking and drinking and drinking, and he never gets done drinking.
Nope. It is very rare to see him reach that, oh, no, I'm done point.
Yeah.
And it's always at our house, because he can let go enough to know that he doesn't have to have his facilities around him enough to leave a place.
Yeah.
And even if I'm driving, he will not get that drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's usually... If he's standing up and moving around the whole night, he will just keep going. It's when he sits or lays down that he gets the, oh, no, I'm done point. And it's always just like, oh, no, I'm done. Every fucking time. I know my husband. I know when my husband has hit his limit because he makes the same fucking noise every time.
It's great.
So, yeah.
It's like his superpower is drinking.
It can't... Okay, Super Corey, Super Drunk Corey. What should be a superhero name?
Just Corey.
Just Corey.
Kidding, that's kind of lame.
What's up, Just Corey? Are you here to save the drinking day?
Fucking Jacobsons.
We should make him a cape and then
he'll wear it. Oh, man. Do I get to be his evil counterpart, Dee Dee?
Yeah,
I like this story.
I'm the no fun party pooper because I'm sober. Oh, that is like the worst thing ever, is to be sober when everybody has been drinking all day. I learned that yesterday. That was, like, no bueno. It's very hard to put up with certain drunks when you are entirely sober.
Yeah.
Because they're hard enough to handle on a decent day.
Yeah.
Even with alcohol involved in your own system.
Yeah.
I got called a bitch last night.
Really?
Like, instead of like, oh my god, you're such a bitch. No, like, you're a bitch. And I'm just like, oh no, I know I'm a bitch. But I'm a bad bitch. You're a little girl
Please
bitch.
Please don't ever say you're a bad bitch. And who called you a bitch?
Wow. Yeah. I'm not saying it out loud. Sorry, podcast listeners. You don't get to know the whole drama. But
it's okay. We already listened to all Jenny's gossip. We can call her bitch. We'll talk about her some more.
You know, and she was actually the one I was most disappointed in, because she and I actually got pretty close. And, like,
how can you be friends with a married slut?
Why are you saying that?
I know why she keeps saying it, but...
because she's a married slut!
I wish I would have gotten to know this girl now.
But
she sounds really
with her eyebrow piercings and her little... ugh.
She took those out.
I thought she didn't have eyebrows.
No, that's Amanda.
Oh.
Haven't you ever seen Amanda without her having penciled on her eyebrows?
I could have sworn that was Jenny, too, though.
No, she has actual eyebrows. Oh, okay. No, but she... I really didn't... That was her life and her choice. I decided not to pass judgment on it, you know? I've made stupid decisions in my life, and I don't want people judging me for that, you know? So I'm not going to judge somebody else for theirs, unless it affects me. And it wasn't affecting me, so I just said, whatever. You know, and she was good to me. She was always nice. She was there for me. I was there for her. And we got really close really fast. And then all of a sudden, it was nothing. And that was the Isabel factor, because she and anybody else that's close to Isabel is so far up Isabel's ass that they just go along with whatever she wants.
Do you still talk to
Katie? Oh, yeah, Katie Miller is another one I still talk to. If Katie ever heard this, she'd, like, hate me forever for not mentioning her. But, yes, I still email Katie a lot, too. But...
I don't know who that is.
Katie Miller?
She's the really skinny. She was really, really, really skinny. She sat by me.
Oh, I know her. Yeah.
Wait, when did she sit... Oh, when I sat by you. Sorry! Oh, Maggie.
Shut up!
I keep wanting to think that you were right there, but you were, like... on the other side, like in Corey's pod at that point. I think he's still in that same goddamn pod, because the last time I saw a picture of where he was sitting...
He's like two pods away from me. He's like in a...
But I could see the window in the back of the... in the picture that Drew posted of him.
He's sitting in the aisle, so you can see the window from where he is, but he's not near a window. He's like three pods away from a window.
Oh, I'm so glad they satisfy each other.
I know.
We would have never talked if not.
No, we would have... We would not be doing this if that hadn't been.
That's true.
Yay!
Tell her, 'cause she's starting to